Hello?
Hi, Jim, is that a little bit better for you?
Oh, let me see. Yeah, that's much better. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So I got fiber installed yesterday. I guess I still have it, but I'll deal with it.
I do apologize for that.
That's all right. And I was just talking to somebody, another technician, and he mentioned that I needed to get the Plume app, because what I'm looking to do is be able to communicate from the internet into my network, for VPN, like an incoming VPN kind of thing. And he said I needed to get that Plume app to be able to manage the home network.
The home
Problem is, I
network.
have, yeah, I have my own network. I don't have your router. You have a modem, but I don't have your router.
Okay, so you don't have our router.
Right.
Gotcha.
So
Okay, so.
yeah, I have Wi-Fi 6 with with a mesh.
Absolutely. Okay, so I understand that. So what you need essentially is our router, is that correct?
Well, no, I need to be able to figure out how to reach my network from the outside.
Okay.
So like even a pass through, I know my IP address, and I try and I have ports that are open. Not only the VPN, but I have ports that I do pass port forwarding to my security cameras,
Of
and
course.
my servers and things like that. So, but that doesn't seem like I can connect. Is that something that I need that Plume app to set up? That
So Plume is actually
password?
called HomePass, but if you
HomePass,
don't
that's it.
have, because HomePass is powered by Plume, so when you
Right,
look for
right.
it in the App Store, whether you have Android or Apple, it would be under Home Pass. That's what it would be called.
Yeah, and I installed it. And I was ready. I was starting up the I set up an account, and I started the setup, and went to try and figure out what router or modem I had, whether I scanned QR code or go. But I'm not sure if it was actually connecting to anything.
Yeah, so I mean, typically we would need the gateway from Archtop Fiber in order for it to be connecting to the home pass. What I can suggest is what kind of mesh system do you have?
Wi-Fi 6 by Netgear. Plus, I also have an Orbi from
So
Netgear.
either. There should be an Orbi app or a Netgear app that you should be able to go ahead and connect to that.
Okay,
Or you
well,
can go
no.
directly to the IP address of
Well,
the
see,
router.
no, I can connect to my routers. Yeah, I've had them for years. No, I'm a network person, retired IBM 43 years.
Absolutely, and that's quite a feat too.
It really was. But I don't mean brag or anything. But anyway, what I'm trying to do is I do data delivery, secure data delivery, and I was really looking forward to the upload speeds. I mean,
Oh,
Spectrum
absolutely, with
was just,
1,000 megabytes per second. Yeah.
Spectrum, I was lucky if I got 10 meg upload. So I need to be able to not only my VPN, but I'd like to access like a web server on my network from the internet. Is that something
Absolutely.
that you guys can do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of research on that. If it's okay for me to place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold.
Sure. So
Okay.
those are the two key pieces. I'd like to be able to VPN into my routers. My routers support OpenVPN. So I get at my local network, but I'd also like to be able to get to a web server that I on the network there. I do a pass through, port pass through to port at port 443.
So port forwarding, right? Port
Yeah,
forwarding. Gosh, I can't speak
right.
today.
That's the problem.
Okay, and that was, did you have like a specific port? You said 43.
443 for secure asset L and 48. That's, you know, just straight HTTP.
Okay.
And then I think I had different ports for 30 cameras. So, but I'm not too concerned about that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold if that's okay with you, and I can do a little bit of research on that and get back to you with hopefully an answer.
Okay, would you like me to give you my IP address that's assigned?
Not at this moment, because we wouldn't be accessing the direct IP address.
Okay.
The back-end systems that we have typically are for troubleshooting the router that we provide.
Okay.
So we're hoping in the future that we may be able to provide some troubleshooting for outside routers, but at the moment we don't have that capability.
Well, I just want to be able to reach this IP address.
Okay.
That's all.
So to reach a specific IP address, do you know?
Yeah, it's.
And it's not from within the network, correct?
It's your network, yes. What is my IP address? There it is. You ready? I can give it to you.
Yes, I am ready.
204.11.164.2.
Okay, you said it was 204.11.64.2.
Two.
All right, now that I have that notated down, I can go ahead and do that research if that's okay for me to place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold, okay?
Absolutely.
And
Thank
if it does
so
take a little bit longer, I'll keep checking in those 2 to 3 minute intervals just to let you know that I'm still working on it.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Give me one moment, okay?
Will do. Thanks.